Alright, Trouble Site, good morning, let us begin. I'm sorry, I actually just sent out the copy of today's Tzidkas HaTzadik, so hopefully it came through. So we're starting today, Os Chavtes, and here the Rebbe advances something truly incredible and amazing, actually leaving a little bit from the Yemar Maseches Brachos, but speaking about the idea of Chorbas. Remember again, in the last Os, and the previous Osios, we were speaking about the Mishmoros, the different watches, the different parts of the night. So part of the dynamic of those Mishmoros is this concept that at the end of every shift, as every Mishmar shifts, so ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out, there's a certain mourning. Moshe cries out over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So now what Rav Tzadik is going to do is discuss the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash as a metaphor for sometimes the personal destruction that we undergo in a spiritual sense. So look what he writes. This is in Os Chav Tes. Let's actually read it in the Be'uri HaChassidus. So this is page Samech Ches, the handout I just sent you. Os Chav Tes. Be'uri HaChassidus, left-hand column. Mitchila HaKilkul Hu B'Churban HaBayis HaPnimi. So the Rebbe says as follows. Right now we're talking about physical destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. In the actual physical Churban, physical destruction, there are three different parts. The first part is what we call Churban HaBayis. Now when we see that Churban HaBayis, Rebbe Tzadik says, that means the inner home. He says, Bayis mashma beis dira al derech mashal, v'chein klapei mayla HaBayis u'kinoi amishkano ha'pnimi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibiyachol. U'bo shayach haloshen Churban, מכיוון ששם די ההרס הקלקול רק במה שנעשה חרובה, שפירושה שכביכול נעשה מקום חריב ושומעים מעין דרם. So what says, this is a tzaddik. When it comes to destruction, so the first area that offers suffers destruction is the bias. The bias represents the inner sanctum. So just to give you the imagery of this, you know, in the Beis HaMikdash, we actually saw this in the Daf just a couple of days ago, and the Beis HaMikdash was true as well. When we speak about the Beis HaMikdash, we talk about an entire compound, right? So again, you can see the pictures as what the Beis HaMikdash used to look like on the Har HaBayis, Mir Hashem will look like it again, Bikar of Mir Hashem, and you can see again, it's a very large area. But of course, what we call the actual Beis HaMikdash itself, the actual physical temple, was only one structure within that much larger temple compound. So it says of Tzadik, when we speak about Churban HaBayis, that refers to the destruction of the actual, what we'll call, physical mikdash, that structure which housed the menorah, the shulchan, the mizbeach hazav, the golden altar for incense offering, the aron. That's the bias. Now, interestingly enough, when it comes to the bias, Rav Tzadik says again, well, this will all make sense when we get kind of into the deeper meaning of it. So he says the lashon of churban. Comes from the notion of chareva. Chareva means to be alone, right? Where it literally means to be destroyed. But that destruction is manifest in a lack of physical presence, in the human presence, divine presence. So that's the bias. He goes on, he says, V'anim shal ba'alom asal yorim, usila kashin, v'achar kach, kishakilkul mispashet chas v'shalom, mi'magia l'sreifas ha'heichal, ha'chitzon shena kavo l'dira, v'chobanon shalmakam v'chor, listen to this, well, says, after that, after the destruction of the bayis, what's next? The destruction of the heichal, right? Ultimately, again, so we'll say, what's the heichal? So the heichal, ultimately, again, are the surrounding areas. So for example, in the case of the bayis, there was often, there was an antechamber into which you entered into the Beis HaMikdash. So there's the bayis, there's the heichal. He goes on. Good. Skip down a little bit. And after that, there's exile. So what Rav Tzadik says, in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, there are like these three different parts. There's the destruction of the bayis, the destruction of the heichal, and the galus Yisrael, just this dispersion. Look what he writes. V'chein hu gam seder kilkul ba'adam achote. It will say, this path of destruction in the Beis HaMikdash, bayis, heichal, galus, is the same thing that happens in the life of man when man sins, thereby destroying himself. He says, "Shemetchila miskalkel b'lev." I will say, first of all, it is incredibly fascinating that Rav Tzadok understands the notion of sin as a form of self-destruction. Right? I will say, at the end of the day, you know, when we're young, so we often think that the worst part of sin is the concept of, is onesh, is punishment. I don't want to sin because I don't want to get punished, right? I don't want to sin because I don't want to get punished. So we often think that that's the real ramification, ultimately, of chet. But the truth is, that's not really the case. At the end of the day, the true negative ramification of chet is self-destruction. Is this idea that I go ahead and I cause myself to become undone. So says Reb Tzadok something amazing. He says the same way that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Bayis Heichal Galus, so to a man sins Chas V'Shalom and engages in self-destructive behavior, that self-destruction manifests itself in three different stages. He says, Shemetchila Miskalkel B'Lev. The first area where destructiveness manifests itself is in my heart. So we'll say, when I go ahead and I sin, chas v'shalom, so what occurs? So again, at the end of the day, the first man suffers is my heart. My heart, the heart is the equivalent to the bias, right? So what happens in my heart? My heart is made void of holiness, of yirat shamayim. In other words, the first ramification of sin is felt internally. I have created an internal void, an internal feeling of emptiness. After that, so the destructiveness of sin spreads to the mind. Spreads to the mind, the brain, the mind. So we'll say, see a progression? See, meaning sin really begins, it begins inside of my heart, which is the seat of emotion, the seat of holiness. I feel empty. Then it spreads to my intellect, right? And then the intellect becomes corrupted. And then what happens? He goes on, he says, ki estevas bayis or versus or isha, skip a little bit. If you skip down a little bit, he's ad sheinenu makom mechil af leprakim. So what happens to the point where sometimes the intellect itself just becomes totally void of any real thought. See this incredible progression. First, when I sin, what becomes corrupted first, says Reb Tzadok, is the heart. That there's a lack of feeling, there's a lack of passion, there's a lack of emotion, there's an emotional and spiritual emptiness in my avodas Hashem. Then if I don't correct things, it spreads, and the moach, the mind, intellect, there are no even thoughts of tshuva, thoughts of change, thoughts of rehabilitation. And then chas v'shalom, if I do nothing to stem the tide, v'achar kach, acharei she'es kalkulu ha'lev v'hamoach, memeila ha'davar garm v'kach she'kol evrei ha'maisa golim l'mokom atuma. Then I will say, ultimately again, if I don't stem the flow of negativity, then what happens chas v'shalom? Ultimately, again, the tumah, the negativity, the impurity spreads throughout the entire rest of my body. That's the galus. Everything goes into exile. So Reb Tzadok, therefore, will say, really advances this incredible yisod. So you see, Reb Tzadok says that the same way that the Beis HaMikdash that we suffered, there was the Beis HaMikdash destruction in three stages. Sometimes Chas V'Shalom, destruction of man, happens in these three stages as well. Bayis Heichal Galus. So that's how the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And sometimes that's what happens to us. Well, bayis, I sin, and it corrupts my emotions. It corrupts my feelings. It corrupts my ruchnius, my spirituality. If I don't stem the tide, the fires of negativity spread, ultimately again to the Heichal, the mind. that my thoughts are not even preoccupied with anything good, anything meaningful or holy. And if Chas Hashem, I fail to stem the tide, galus, then the entire body is impacted. Even the physicality of man, Chas Hashem, becomes corrupted by sin. So we'll say, we'll stop over here for today, but there's good news. And Yiras Hashem, tomorrow, Rav Tzadik is going to show how geula occurs. Because remember again, if at the end of the day, churban mirrors that which happened inside of the Beis HaMikdash, bayis heichal galus, then ultimately, again, geula should Emir Hashem follow that same path as well. Emir Hashem to be continued tomorrow. Shachar, what's that?